Good morning, everyone. I mean, I'm sorry, but I just love my jingle. It is so amazing. I'm so glad that I have that, and it's such a talented young lady. Anyway, I just want to say good morning and welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm so glad that you are tuning in. Today, the weather in DC is rainy and 54 degrees. In Raleigh, North Carolina, it is sunny and 79. In Detroit, my hometown, is 48 degrees and sunny. I'm so excited about today's show. I'm so glad to announce that we have both Stella award-winning and Stella award-winning Jacalyn Carr will be joining us, and I'm so glad that she's with us today. We have her. She is just amazing. You guys know her from her hit gospel song, Greater Is Coming, and this is just an amazing show. We also got Kiara Sheard. We also have A-Train celebrity comedian. We also have Pamela Lou Hing. It's just such a power pack show. I'm just trying to get everything organized together so I can get this show going because it is so power packed. I don't want anyone to miss anything. I'm going to ask the right questions. We're going to have so much fun. So you get to know more about them and more about what they're doing and what's going on. I also want to remind you about some of the events that's coming on that you can see me in. Is also I'll be at the in BWI in Baltimore, Maryland, doing celebration, the Mother's Day celebration with artists as Marvin Sapp. We have Stephanie Mills. We have Erica Campbell. We have Tasha Cobbs. We have Travis Green and me, and the add-on is Bobby Jones. I'm super excited about that. We are going to have such a good time May the 8th, and it is going to be phenomenal. If you are there in the Baltimore area, you want to check out the Farms Arena. You don't want to miss it. We are going to have a blast there, and I'm telling you, the showtime is at 5 o'clock. You definitely don't want to miss it. I've been giving away tickets. I'm going to see if I can get some more so I could do some more giveaways closer to the date before we get there. But again, you don't want to miss it. Mother's Day celebration, Sunday, May the 8th. And we have Marvin Sapp, Stephanie Mills, Tasha Cobbs, Travis Green, and Erica Campbell to get you at the Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore, Maryland. And if you need to get your tickets right now, you need to get them today. Today, we are selling out, everybody. Ticketmaster.com is where you get your tickets. And again, Bobby Jones, he's been added on. So this is going to be amazing. I will be your co-host, and I'm super excited about it. Also, I want to announce, if you guys listened to the Shirley Caesar interview a couple of weeks ago, let's not forget about Let's Take Them to Church. We got Kiara Sheard, Shirley Caesar, Jacalyn Carr. They're going to be there at Night to Remember, Friday, June the 3rd at Florida Theater. You definitely don't want to miss that. Showtime is at 8 p.m. and I will be hosting that. Not co-hosting, but actually hosting the whole show. So I am so excited to be a part of this event. The tickets are $30 and $50. You don't want to miss the opportunity to get your tickets to that today. This is for June the 3rd, Ticketmaster.com. Go ahead and get your tickets for that. I'm so excited because we've had all the artists so far that has been that's on that show. That has been on Dr. Gina's radio chat. So far we had Shirley Caesar again, and today we got Jacalyn Carr and Kiara Shear. So this is going to be an awesome show. Again, you don't want to miss it. Tell your friends to tune in because we're getting ready to go.
Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, welcome, 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 Jacalyn Carr.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. Girl, welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Thank you so much for letting the listeners know more about you and just to hear your voice and giving them words of encouragement and just really just blessing them today.
Yes, ma'am. Excited to be on.
Well, God bless you. Okay, so today, Ja'Kaylin Carr, a singer, a preacher. She's an evangelist, an accomplished national gospel artist, Stella Award winner from Riverdale, Georgia. Okay? In 2013, we were all introduced to you from your hit gospel song, Greater Is Coming, which you were only 15 years old. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, I was. Yes, ma'am.
15, and now at age 18, you have your Bigger coming out, which is coming on, being soon to be released from your CD, The Life Project. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, ma'am. Well, Your Bigger, we just released that to everybody. It is available on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. We released it a couple of weeks ago. But I'm excited about the messages that Your Bigger and the Life Project is, you know, conveying to the people of God. Your Bigger is speaking about, you know, many times in life when we experience things and when we go through things. And, you know, there's some things we didn't know we were going to experience. And it seems as if it's too big for us to overcome it. And because of that, we limit ourselves to where we don't really see the full capacity of how big our God is. But this song pushes you to look at your circumstances and look at God and say, I know you're bigger than that. If you're bigger than the universe, you're bigger than my hurt, you're bigger than my past, you're bigger than identity confusion, you're bigger than anything that I could ever experience. And many of us have witnessed God performing miracles, healing, delivering, restoring right before our eyes. We celebrate that, but we've got to know he's even bigger than that. Every day you got to tap into God and say, God, introduce me to a side of you that I've never seen before, because I understand that you're just that big. So you're bigger. It is available now on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. And the full project, The Life Project, will be coming out soon, August the 5th. So I'm excited about that.
Well, you know what? You better preach, because God is bigger than any issue. And that is just such a word of encouragement. And I just encourage the listeners to get that CD. You want to go ahead and get it, download it. Go ahead and get your purchase now, because it's definitely an encouragement for you and anybody that is going through anything and have gone through situations. A lot of times, and I think you can agree with this, Ja'Kaylin, that a lot of times that we continue to go through situations is because we think that it's too big, and that is bigger than God. And so we put priority on the issue instead of focusing on God. So I believe that this CD is going to help people, encourage them in a praise session. Come on now, lifting up God's name and worshiping him and lifting him up, because the Bible says, as you exalt me, your enemies are scattered. This is going to be a great praise song for everybody, and it seems like it's a story with it throughout the CD. So I definitely encourage the listeners to go ahead and get that. So when did you really, because I can hear the preacher, the evangelism all in your spirit coming out of your mouth. when did you realize you had a calling, first of all, to share the gift of singing?
I started singing at the age of 5 years old.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
So when did you start to? So at the age of five, when did the recordings and all of that start?
I recorded my first little CD at the age of 7 years old.
Wow.
And then of course I didn't record my first national CD was Greater Is Coming. Mm-hmm. And so I was about 15 or 16 then.
Well, Ja'Kaylin, Greater Is Coming is still blessing folks. They got that on heavy rotation, on a regular, and it is still blessing people. That is so amazing. I really, your parents, to be able to just trust God with your gift and to be able to trust him in faith and allow him to open these doors of opportunities for you to put it in a CD form is just amazing. I want to use that as an example to the listeners that have, you know, children. Is like, really pay attention and focus to your children's gift and allow God, you know, to really allow you to teach you and open the opportunities for you to usher them into these opportunities for them to bless other people. A lot of times we don't realize that, and that's why having a relationship with God, they don't realize that you are chosen to be a parent. And you're chosen to be a parent with someone, with a human that has divine purpose. And so when they have divine purpose, you have to allow God to lead you in how to develop them and how to train them and when is the proper time to release the gift. And we don't know when that time is. Just like you said, you did your first CD at 7, but it was preparation for the national recording that you did that ended up winning you an award, you know, that gave you national recognition. So you just don't never know what God will do, and why you are a parent is so important to really realize that. God bless you.
Amen.
So what has success been like for you?
Success has been, it's just been mind-blowing. I always knew that the hand of the Lord was upon my life and that God would use me to do so many great things, but I did not know that it would be to this capacity, and he's constantly opening doors. I mean, it's like every day we're getting phone calls and, you know, emails or something like that of a new door, and not just doors, but gates that God is opening concerning my ministry. And, you know, it's just amazing to me to see how God, of course, I started out preaching at the age of 13. And so, but the world didn't really know my name until I started preaching. And that's when God exposed my music ministry to the world with the song, Greater Is Coming. And so basically I had to get operating that and then in that purpose God really wanted me to be in order for everything else to fall in place. And when I did that, I mean, God just nonstop just started doing things, and it's amazing how he superseded my age, you know, and caused me to accomplish things that some people hadn't accomplished until they were in their late 20s and 30s and all of that. And so God basically was showing his people that when we take the limits off of him, we take the limits off of ourselves, because God would do through us what we would have never imagined and what man said couldn't be done. That's why it's important that we trust the voice of God when God show you a vision, when God show you a dream, when he speak a word over your life. In spite of what goes on around you, in spite of negativity that you hear, you got to keep pushing and keep pressing and learn how to trust the voice of God. Because sometimes all you will have carrying you is the voice of God. And because we trusted the voice of God and we're still trusting his voice, God is constantly opening doors.
Well, you know what? That is a word for sure, because a lot of times people sit on their gift. They sit and they don't allow God to do that exactly. And it's just one step at a time, and it's really him. And I love the fact that you said that when you preach, you follow the obedience of him. And he did things the way he wanted to do. Where you started off singing when you were 5, you recorded a CD at 7, but yet it was you preaching the word, winning souls. And not saying that worship will not do the same, but this was the order that he set in it for you. And a lot of times we want to lean on our own understanding. We just assume a lot. We assume things like I would, you know, in the natural sense, it would be assumed that it would be through your music. And then that would give you the open doors and the gates to minister the gospel, because you would assume, oh, I'm ministering through my music. But God has you structured, come on, so you can literally relate to the people, labor with the people, and then he was able to then open this opportunity that was already sown, but yet now is manifesting in all of this fruit, and it's all cohesive. It's all going together. So I just think that's an amazing blessing for every person. Yes, every person. So how do you feel at the age? Because, you know, you're still young, and yet you have all of this going on now. I mean, how do you feel about that? Are you adjusting? Has it caught up with you? Can you, you know, sometimes you just have so much going on that you don't really have time to really look at it all. Have you had a moment to just look at it all?
Well, I can say that, you know, when God first started
really expanded my ministry. I just saw myself as the regular Jacalyn Carr, you know, and I would go places and people who wanted to speak to me, but they were so, starstruck, and, you know, and some people started crying, and, you know, I'm just like, I'm just Jacalyn. And so that's when, you know, God began to reveal to me, he's catapulted my ministry, and it's not the way, not that I didn't recognize the growth and the elevation, but it's just that it's humbleness, you know, when you're humble and you know, God, it's just like you have to really, it takes some getting used to, I say that.
Wow. Well, get ready, every person that God has, got his hands on, every person with the divine purpose, which is all of us. But if you feeling like God is pushing you closer and closer to walk in that thing, listen, this is an example right here that he's got your front, your back. He's got you all taken care of, and he's going to do it, and he's going to provide. He's going to do everything that he needs to do to protect his word. It's already a word that he spoke. He spoke it over your life, Jacalyn, and look at the manifestation. We just have to trust God that we are a living word and that he will do what he said he's going to do. So before you go, Jacalyn, can you please let the listeners know, where can we find you in every part? This is worldwide. Where are you going to be at in the next couple of dates that's coming up?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I would like to say, those of you who want to know when I will be in your city or near your city, you can log on to my website, which is myjekalyncarr.net. My website is myjekalyncarr.net, and my itinerary is on there. You can also follow me on all of my social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Periscope. It's all under my name, at Jacalyn Carr, JekalynCarr. And don't forget to download Your Bigger on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon.
Get it right now. Get it right now. Listen, I'm looking forward to meeting you face-to-face, Jacalyn Carr. I cannot wait. June the 3rd. Let's take them to church. Let's take them to church in Jacksonville, Amen. Florida. On June the 3rd, we're going to take some selfies. We're going to have some fun. I'm so excited. I'm going to remind all the listeners in Jacksonville to get those tickets, Ticketmaster.com, and surrounding areas. Don't forget. Thank you so much, Jacalyn. You are so sweet.
Thank you for having me.
And a powerhouse, girl. The anointing, the preacher, all up in you, girl. Praise God for that.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, Jacalyn, and I look forward to seeing you on June the 3rd.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Back to you. God bless you and your ministry.
God bless you and your ministry. And we're going to cross paths again many times, I'm sure, even after June the 3rd. You got a long, long, long longevity ahead of you. I'm so excited for your future.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Much love. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Martha Munizzi, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, good morning, Miss Kiara Shear.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to call in this morning.
Oh, girl, I'm so glad that you are here. I'm so glad that you are able to just tune in and just bless the listeners. We just had Jacalyn on. I don't know if you were able to hear her, but you know, this is the lineup for Take 'em to Church for June the 3rd at the Jacksonville, Florida Theater. So we're very excited about getting this, just the listeners to get to know the artists and all of that. But before we get started, I don't know if you know this. You are from Detroit, Michigan, and I am from Detroit, Michigan as well.
Oh, how cool. Okay.
Yeah, I'm originally from Detroit. Yes, homegirl. And also, You were actually born the year that I graduated from high school in 1987. So this is so funny. But not even just that, if that's not enough either, Kiera. The church that your parents are overseeing now is actually the church I grew up in before they bought it, Greater Grace Temple.
Okay, that is very interesting.
So we have a lot of similarities and a lot of just coincidences. So it's just really a blessing to have you and to connect with you. So here we have Kiera Shared. She is a Stellar Award nominated, Grammy Award winner. Fifth album, Graceland, has done so many songs, so many writes. She's writing. She's everything. She's a clothing designer. She is an award winner. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She just does it all. From my hometown, Detroit, Michigan. So glad to have her on. Again, I said she's a clothing designer. She's the daughter of Karen Clark Shear, member of the legendary Clark Sisters group. And her father is Bishop Andrew Shear. And she is just coming from a background of just legendariness. I just made up a word. But she has made a name for herself, and most of you have gotten to know her through all of her hits. I mean, she's worked with producers that, I mean, Dog Child. You've worked with everybody. You've worked with some of everybody. Are you excited about where all this has turned for you? I mean, I know this is where you were born out of, but just for you, I mean, how do you feel about what God is doing for you and your ministry?
I'm really excited and blessed and grateful, and to have the parents that I have, Bishop J. Drew Sheard and Karen Clark Sheard, I am just blessed to have their leadership and their parenting. They are my best friends, and to see where everything has gone and to see how their lessons have paved the way and have paid off as well. I am just blessed. I'm blessed. I can't even explain it. Some people say, how do you do what you do? And it's because I had a father who, you know, of course, was a Christian, a pastor, a bishop, but at the same time, he was a stickler for education and being integral and being, you know, making sure you're maintaining a good character. My mom as well taught us you don't have to be perfect, but make sure you show God that you love him with your life, with your gifts, your talents. And that's how we led to this point and how we've gotten here. And of course, with God making ways and opening doors. But I'm just blessed to have had the career and the opportunity to bump shoulders or rub shoulders with people, you know, the people that you mentioned, like a Warren Campbell or a Rodney Jerkins or a Babyface, or and to just go on. And then I've worked with my brother, J. Drew Shears. And I'm just blessed to see everything that's going on. The clothing line is going great. It's going far more successful than I expected for it to be in its beginning stages. And I'm just always trying to think of something new and something fresh so that people will know that the faith community is not late and we're not behind. And I'm so excited to just cater to that audience that has, you know, kind of been overlooked. And so I'm just really excited about touching that demographic, the youth and young adult, and just letting them know, hey, let's do this. We can love Jesus and still build an empire. So I'm excited.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad that we're going in that direction, you know, because I think, and this is such a great opportunity for you, seeing the changes in gospel music, growing up in it, seeing it yourself, and then seeing how it's evolving even now. What would you say to those that are still stickler-like with fashion, you know, with, you know, just even just sampling other artists outside of the gospel industry? I mean, what would you say to those listeners that still have that religious strap around them? I'm trying to be polite. But it's really like it's really just strict. So how would you address to the listeners that still believe in the long skirt, still believe in, you know, the white ankle socks, the tennis shoes, and the denim skirt, you know what I'm saying? Instead of jeans, I'm saying, and I'm being real. What would you say to those, since you're in the clothing industry and your music has evolved? Because I remember your first CD, and I was like, thank God, because if I hear the same song in rotation on this gospel station, I'm going to pull my hair out. It was to the point, literally, Kiara, that I did not want to listen to gospel music anymore because it was very traditional. They wouldn't allow the hip-hop to come in. They wouldn't allow the beats to be different. You know what I mean? Mixed and stuff like that. So can you please tell your thoughts and feelings about that?
And you know what, Gina, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm 100% with you. You gave us the rundown on how we connected with the whole Detroit thing, but right there, we are on the same page. And I think that is so important that we highlight what Jesus did. I think a lot of people think because we are trying to step outside of the religious practices or the learned behaviors, because a lot of us are doing things just because somebody else told us to do them. We're not doing them because it mirrors Jesus. And so I think that we, as a family, we need to challenge each other with love and saying, you know, because Paul said to study to show thyself approved. I need to make sure that I'm doing these things because it contributes to my conviction, it contributes to my relationship with the Lord, and it's making me better and it's going to get me to heaven. And I'm not doing these things because of what, you know, the old mother said, and I'm not saying completely forsake those practices because some of them actually keep us out of trouble. It keeps us balanced. But I think that we should not put our convictions on other people. If that's how God deals with us, then let that be how he deals with you. Don't make that how he should deal with somebody else. Let him be God, and you love the wrong out of people. That's what keeps us, that's the Bible says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. And I think that we have to draw others with love and let them know I may not, you know, be as up to date as you, but I'm not going to turn my nose up at you because you're out of the box and it's not, you know, what I'm used to doing. And then one other thing is, you know, you're talking about recycling the same kind of sound. I hear you, and I feel the same way. But I think it's so important that we remember what Jesus did. And Jesus said, in order for me to, you know, talk to the Jews, I had to become like them. It's not saying that I have to adapt their lifestyle and act like I don't have no Holy Ghost. It's just I have to let them know that I know where you're coming from. So that means it's not telling them all my business, but, you know, with your discretion, it's a matter of sharing with them. I've been there. I know what that's like. And I'm not going to act like, my problems or my past are non-existent. That's why this generation is into reality TV, because they don't feel alone. And I think that the body of Christ should be the number one outlet or element that connects with people, letting them know that you're not alone. If Jesus did it, if he sat at the table with tax collectors, but he didn't let their funk get on them, he let his funk get on them. I think that that's where we're supposed to stand and how we should be. And one last thing, you know, we can't be preachy and be over religious, because Jesus did not give, you know, when he was preaching to the people, he did not always give scripture. He gave parables so that they could understand what he was saying. So I think that we as the body of Christ should learn to talk in parables and meet people where they are so that we can draw them and actually be fishers of men. To go fishing, you have to give bait. So what is your bait? It can't be your religious practices and your learned behaviors and all of you throwing scriptures out there. You have to give them some bait. And what is some bait? Something that they're familiar with, something that they like, in order for them to get on the hook. So I am in total agreement with you, and I think it's so possible. And we have to just continuously be progressive, not competing against the world, but you got to consider that these people out here, they're giving what they taste, what they tasted. And so it's not giving them what they tasted, but it's just, you know, just having a different approach. So I'm with you 100%. And I think that we have to go after them.
Well, the whole thing is that we have to rise up. That's it. It's not a Absolutely. Competition because we win hands down. So if we rise Absolutely. Up, we'll be in the right position as winners. So I just Absolutely. Wanted to say that, and I love how you worded all of that. And I also wanted two things that I want the listeners to understand. When you said conviction, again, I want to elaborate on that. The conviction is that because what worked for you, how God had to get to you, whatever song that broke you, whatever song that, you know, had you convicted, whatever song that got you to repent, whatever song gave you your breakthrough, it's not necessarily right. the same trend that God will use your gift to do for someone else. So don't get stuck in how he had to mold you and train you. A lot of times we get so caught up in our process that we push our process on other folk. And that's not necessarily right. how God wants you to deliver. What was for you is for you. And what he's giving right. you and imparting into you is for his people. So we have to kind of right. learn to separate that. So if you was a heathen, come on, and all of us was, if you mm-hmm. was a heathen and he had to have you with the mothers to tarry with you for hours at a time, that's what he had to do with you. But guess what? Once he breaks that from you and gets and imparts into you, your gift that he's got inside of you, may you just be speaking a word and that anointing to break something off. Or it could be if he tells you to wear a certain color for a certain week to work and that does something to someone. You have to be open to allow God to utilize what he gave you. It's not ours yeah. to keep and to run. We can't take God's glory. Let him have all the glory. And another thing that you had said was about the just the fact that we just all have to just really allow God to just utilize what he's given us. And I just think that was just so key with what you said, and just the conviction and just being led by God to just really let us use the gift the way he's given it to us and see people be set free. We can't get stuck in our traditions. And also the parable, thank you, Holy Spirit. The parable, when you said that, for people that don't understand that, the parables were the examples that God was able to use so people can see themselves in a situation. And a lot of times, yeah. well, because Jesus did not fall into sin, so he had to use the parables so people can understand, oh, that could be, oh, that's me. I can relate to that. Oh, I'm being convicted right now because I can see myself in that. And so that's exactly what she's saying when he spoke in parables. Allow God to give you the language that's going to set the captives free. And don't get caught yeah. up in what he did for you. What he did yeah. for you is not necessarily for the masses. It's just for you. He had to get you where you needed yeah. to be used for the masses. So anyway, I just think that was just so key. Please, Kiara, while we done broke it down and encouraged the listeners, I know y'all encouraged. Listen, tell us more about the app that you got coming out and the clothing line.
Yes, ma'am. First, I want to say thank you for even being in tune and, you know, just knowing what's going on with me. I really appreciate you embracing me, Gina. That's inspiring. But the app is really something personal. I, as a Christian girl, I've, you know, grown up in the church. I was raised in the church. And I always felt like there were just, you know, exactly what we were just talking about. There are some things that I didn't feel comfortable talking about. And sometimes our deliverance just comes through us venting and talking to somebody and someone walking us through that problem or that struggle saying, I got you. If you fall, if you trip up, I got you. I'm going to look out for you. If you mess up, I'm not going to beat you over the head over, you know, with what you did. I'm going to love you. I'm going to love the wrong out of you. I'm going to do what God does for me. And what keeps me running back to God is him loving me even after all that I've done. It makes me want to get it right for him, because how could you love me, or how could you love someone in the condition that I've been in over the years? So having said that, this app is a form of me loving that brother or sister or friend that I've never met by being very transparent, letting them know I know about dating. Some of us want to be married, and some of us have connected ourselves in relationships, and we've made ourselves wives to people. We've made ourselves husbands to people. So now we don't know how to disconnect because it becomes a comfort zone, or, you know, we are building a business. And sometimes it can be very discouraging. Maybe we want to quit and just go work a regular job because I don't have all the sources that I need to build this thing that I'm dreaming and that I'm building or thinking of. And then not just that, sometimes we feel like we're hitting the ceiling. We always want to know what's next. So I'm going to share those challenges, and I am hoping to do some direct talking and connecting with people that will download this app. I'm also doing some music covers of some songs that we're familiar with outside of gospel music. However, I did choose those songs to make sure that they're not contrary to my walk with Christ. But I do know that is a form of me meeting people where they are, because some people, you know, will only listen to the songs that they've heard before. And so I'm really excited to do that. It'll have streaming, live streaming. I'll do some talking. I'll share some very personal journal pieces inside of the app. So you'll have new and exclusive music, and I'll talk about my weight journey. You know, I like to eat, so that's a problem. It's not a problem, but we're trying to get over the hump. Yes. So I'm really excited about this app. It's very transparent, almost like a docuseries, and you'll see videos that have been, you know, produced and kind of just connected and pulled together to produce, you know, a whole message. And it'll be me, you know, recording. Some people ask, you know, how do you support your brother and he's doing R&B, or how do you go to some concerts and you're a gospel artist? So I'll talk about those things, and they'll be inside of the app. So I'm really excited about that. The clothing line, www.my1160.com, is doing amazingly well, and we've gotten offers to go to Paris and to Dubai and to some other locations. So God is amazing. He's on my side, and I'm really excited. There are clothes up now and available for the full-figured woman, and I hope you all love them, those of you that are listening. And the app is coming out May 12th.
Well, the app I'm excited about. My app is coming out soon, but my goodness, your app sound like it's off the chain. I'm like, geez, I'm taking notes. I'm like, videos and what else you got going on? You don't mind if I steal a couple of ideas, do you? I'm like, Jesus, that her app sounds like it make mine sound real little. I said, no. But I love it. I love it. I mean, but this is iron sharpening iron, and that's what we're supposed to do. It's just, you just have opened my eyes to so much opportunity with the app. But again, I gotta tell my designer to, you know, listen, can we do this? Can we do that? But it's great. It's awesome, Kiera. And listen, you guys, Dubai, all of that, Paris, listen, this is huge. Go on her website. Go out and check all of her clothes out. Purchase. I know you run some sales every now and again. I know for the people, you know, they get excited about that. So I know whenever that is, she'll announce those and et cetera. But she just go on and support. And also, I'm going to meet you face-to-face June the 3rd at Take 'em to Church. Yes. You know, Shirley C's are going to be there, and Ja'Kaylin going to be there, and we going to be there. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm excited about that. Please give everybody your social media information and everything, because we done went over, girl. We could sit and talk for so long coming from the same hometown. You know, we got a lot to talk about. But can you give us the social media information so before we go and people can go on and connect with you, Kiera?
Absolutely. You can find me on social media as just Kiera Sheard. And my website is www.iamkierashear.com. And this app will definitely, we'll have push notifications to let you know when I'm near you or what's next and what's coming up. So I hope that you guys will download the app and stay connected with me.
Well, all right. Thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you June the 3rd. I love you. Thank you so much, Kiera.
Yes, ma'am. I love you, too. Thank you for this awesome interview. It was so much fun.
Oh, well, you got to do it again. We'll see you back soon again, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye. All right, we're getting ready for Pamela Lou Hing, 5 Minutes to Success. Tune in.
Hey, yo, what's up? Hey, yo, what's happening? It's the big homie, Life Jennings right here, man. And listen, you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. So whatever else you're chatting about, put that chat on pause, man, and turn this chat right here up, man. Dr. Gina, Life Jennings. Yeah.
Welcome to 5 Minutes to Success. I am Pamela Ree Luhing, the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next. If you have ever been downsized and know you have a multitude of gifts waiting to be unwrapped, this 5 minutes is for you. If you are currently employed but have a passion, vision, and desire beyond where you are, keep on listening. And finally, if you are an entrepreneur who feels like you are fighting an uphill battle, get your notebook and pen ready. 5 Minutes to Success is designed to set a foundation to move you from passion and purpose to a profit-making business. This month, we're going to focus on defining what your life means to you and using your fears to move you forward. From the beginning of life, society imposes its expectations on people. It has been ingrained in the minds of many generations that college is the answer. Go to college, graduate, and then pursue a career. Education definitely has its place, but long gone are the days when a person spends 30 years with a company and retires. As I have raised my children, I taught them a slightly different standard from societal norms. Graduate from high school and college, establish a career while developing additional streams of income, then get married and have a family. As a result, my 25-year-old son went to barber school in high school, then went on to college and graduated with a degree in psychology and business. He is now in the process of opening his own barbershop and making a difference in his community. The bottom line is, each of us was given a purpose and a choice on how we live our lives. Stephen Covey said it best, "Your life is not determined by your circumstances, but by your decisions." So it is not easy, ladies and gentlemen, not always easy, but what I have found to be true is this. When we swim in our purpose, our eyesight and mind become sensitized to the opportunities the human eye and mind alone cannot see or comprehend. It's as if each stroke you take, the sun shines on the water before you. That's if you are swimming, immersed, and drenched in your God-given purpose. However, you must know the waves will get tough and the seas will roar, but when you know Him and are living in your purpose, there is a calm, a life raft, a boat, plane, or sun that appears in the midst of the storm. Some 15 years ago, I was celebrating my birthday in a grill. I was having a great time lying on the beach and soaking up the sun. Then I decided to join a group of folks on the trampoline in the water. I thought to myself, it's not that far, and it wasn't. The problem was I gave no consideration to the water through which I had to swim to get to my destination, and that's a lesson for another time. So I jumped in, enjoying a leisurely swim, and all of a sudden the waves got bigger and bigger, mounting over my head. My heartbeat began pounding like drummers from an African village, and a monstrous fear swept over me. I began to fight the waves, but I was losing the battle, and in seconds I had swallowed an enormous amount of salty water, and I remember thinking, Lord, I cannot die on my birthday. The waves kept coming, and in between the waves, I gasped for breath and called for help, but I had drifted so far out, no one could hear my desperate plea. Just when I was at my weakest and most vulnerable moment, another mountainous wave shot over my head, and through my burning eyes, I saw the sun shining so bright on the water that I transitioned my thoughts from hopeless to hopeful. Immediately, I began to relax and become one with the waves. In between, I swam with all my might as if my life depended on it, because it did. This process continued until I finally reached the trampoline, exhausted and feeling like a wet rag. Many valuable lessons came from this experience, but two were very clear. My purpose had yet to be fulfilled, and God is always there, especially when we need Him the most. The key is we must allow Him to be our guiding light. So as I travel this life, one thing I am highly confident in is that before the beginning of time, every human being was given a purpose. Indeed, it is up to you to decide your course and determine your channel. You can choose to wade in a small pond, float in a river, or dive right into that ocean. So talk about living a life on purpose. I want to tell you a quick story about a true winner named Louis, a then 23-year-old pianist from China's Got Talent. The fact that Louis was armless makes the story even more remarkable. He lost both arms at 10 years old because he was electrocuted. While growing up, he remembered being told by one of his piano teachers he would never, ever succeed. Louis' response? For people like me, there were only two options. One was to abandon all dreams, which would lead to a quick, hopeless death. The other was to struggle without arms to live an outstanding life. Now is the time to push through any anger, frustration, or fears you may have. Call a meeting with your past and create a timeline of your life. Last month, your homework was to make a list of all the things you've done or would like to do. Did you recognize any recurring themes? And as you thought about specific time periods, did your heart rate increase and a feeling of joy and contentment come over you? You may have even followed the feeling with the statement, "If I could do this for free, I would." If this happens, you are getting closer to your purpose. It's like being in a dark room and all of a sudden stream of light peeks through. Inevitably, this purpose is bigger than you and it connects to others who need what you have to offer. So in addition to creating the timeline, I want you to answer the following questions. What does happiness mean to me? What am I willing to sacrifice? And what are my non-negotiables? So in other words, what are the boundaries you set for yourself for what you will and won't accept? This ends today's 5 minutes to success. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.pamelaluhing.com. That's www.pamelaluhing.com. And I invite you to like and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/pluhing. That's PLUEHING. And until next month, move forward to turn your passion and purpose into a profit-making business. Back to you, Dr. Gina.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Kiki Wyatt and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single Sexy Song. Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much, Pamela Lou Hing, for that 5 minutes to success. I don't know about you, but I feel successful after hearing that. You got to tune in. She comes on every other Wednesday, and she gives us powerful information, impactful information, training us and grooming us to be successful in business, entrepreneurship. You got to check her out on her Instagrams and her social media, rather, and just go ahead and follow up with her and tune in. I'll let you know every time. I'll remind you. All right, comedian A-Train from Jacksonville, Florida. What's going on?
What's going on, Dr. Gina?
Well, it's a full show, man. We ran 5 minutes over. I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I know how it is sometimes when you're successful.
Oh, shucks now. I received the rain. Shower me. Oh, man. Yeah. So what's going on? Talk to the people. What's happening?
Man, speaking of the rain, you know, we lost a musical giant, you know, a few days ago. You know, rest in peace to Prince. And, you know, going to service on Sunday, I went to this church. And they were like, they were honoring Prince, Dr. Gina, you know, which was, you know, people got a lot of mixed feelings about it, you know, but, you know, I don't try to put my opinion on it. You know what I'm saying? I let people do what they want to do. But the church that I went to.
Wait now, what?
They were honoring Prince, and they sung like all of his hits, you know, Purple Rain, you know,
no.
When the Doves Cry. They did it all, but what took it over the top for me, Dr. Jean, was the choir director. He had the back of his robe cut out like Prince
cut out of
his. He said that was his contribution to honoring, you know, the Prince of Music. So I don't know. That was a bit much for me. I know the Bible says turn your other cheek, but that was a little too much for me right there, Dr. Jean. Listen. I don't know. And because they sung so many songs, you know, he's rocking side to side, and that's the only view that we have from the audience. That's the only view we have from the audience. So that was my weekend at a church that I went through, and so it's just been a hilarious week. And then I also saw, you know, people are doing too much too, Dr. Dean, with these churches. You ever seen those e-cigarettes? You know, the electric cigarettes?
Yeah.
Well, you know, people think that, you know, they're healthy and all that. The church I went to, they had somebody in there smoking an e-cigarette. I was like,
in the church?
In the church. Yeah, I was like, man, what are you doing? I was like, you can't smoke that in here. He was like, why? I said, because you're the pastor, man. You can't do that.
No. Oh, so, man, the pastor.
It's been a journey. It's been a journey. I'm telling you, it's been a journey. I've been seeing a lot of stuff in these churches, and it's just made me want to just let them know, hey, do it again and see what happens. You know, just walk up to them, just do it again and see what happens. Yeah. You know, that's my slogan, Dr. Gina. That's my slogan.
Do it again and see what happens. What's going to happen, H-Rain?
I will delete them. I'll delete them on Facebook. You know, and you know, I told you last week, you know, people don't know when to leave churches, man. They don't know when to leave church. They get, you know, wrapped up and bound up in there, and they don't know when it's a good time to leave. And my thing is, if your pastor's smoking an e-cigarette in church, listen, that's your perfect sign. That's a good sign to let you know to leave the church right there, and go find another church. So yeah, that's. I just wanted to talk about my weekend, you know, the experiences that I had over this weekend, and, you know, just let you know the kind of things I see out here on this road.
Well, you know what? I love having you on, and I know that every listener on here enjoys your segment on here. It is always a breath of fresh air. You got me twisted. I'm still laughing at the purple rain. I mean, the cutouts. That is just so funny. But yeah, you know, A-Train, a lot of people are questioning and you know, having debates and stuff about, you know, people honoring Prince and all of that. You know, listen, he was a musician. He was very talented, a gift only God can give him. You know, right. We don't know his latter days, you know, with God and all of that. So I, like you said, I don't have a whole lot to say about it. I know that I loved his work. I respect his work. I will continue to respect his work because he was definitely gifted, talented, and, you know, writing, composing, playing every instrument, producing. I mean, come on. You just got to give just what is due. You know what I mean? And just, you know, that's just the bottom line. He was just very gifted and very talented, and everybody was able to pull from him and learn something from him positive. You know, all of us have fallen short. You know what I mean? All of us have made bad decisions. All of us have a past. All of us have come out of something, and rather as Jehovah Witness or Baptist or, you know what I mean, the Pentecostal or apostolic or whatever, you know what I mean, that's between him and God. But the fact of the matter is, he produced art, and that's what I appreciate out of that vessel, you know.
And you know, one of the two things that bring two things that bring people together, no matter what lane they're in, is music and comedy. Music and laughter. It bridged a lot of communities, and his music definitely bridged, you know, a lot of communities, and so does comedy. So, yeah, I'm with you on that, Bobby.
I'm so excited. Looking forward to seeing you when I get to Jacksonville. Tell all your people I'm coming to town. I'm coming in town.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we are taking them to church with Kiara Kiki shared, Shirley Caesar, and Ja'Kalyn Carr. Tell them to get their tickets now. They got to get them on Ticketmaster.com. They can call Ticketmaster, but get your tickets. You can actually go to the Florida Theater and get your tickets. Get your tickets today.
Right. That's good. And I'm excited. That's going to be a very, very nice lineup. So very good show. So,
well, again, tell the people what your name is on all social media.
My name is Comedian A-Train. You can follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. And they also can follow me on Facebook at Do It Again and See What Happens. Spelled all the way out. So follow me on Instagram as well under the same name. Do It Again and See What Happens. All one word. And I'll be out in Tampa on May 14th at the Jazz Festival. So I'll be hosting the Jazz Festival in Tampa. So those of you out in Tampa, be looking out for me because I'll be out that way.
And he is really good with hosting. He will keep you laughing, and he'll keep all the gaps filled in. He fills in all the gaps. He is very good at that. I'm a living witness. I've seen it myself. So go and check him out in Tampa. Keep up with all of his, everything that he's doing. He's got stuff going on. He's rubbing elbows with Cedric, D.L. Hughley. I don't even want to name drop for him, but he's out there. He's out there. Celebrity comedian A-Train, thank you so much for being a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat.
No problem. Good seeing you all. Bye-bye.
Tell your lovely wife I said hello. Love you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there you have it. Another successful Dr. Gina's radio chat. Listen, I could not do it without God. I'm so amazed by all that he is doing with this ministry, with this radio show. I'm so excited. Listen, I want you to tune in if you're in a DMV area, but even if you're not, you can download the app on May the 6th. I will be on a special Mother's Day show on Spirit 1340 AM in Washington, D.C. I will be on for Mother's Day for A Word You Can Trust with Bishop Bobby Long, and it's going to be a special event right before Mother's Day. I got a word for you. You don't want to miss it. Listen, I'm so excited. May 6th, don't forget. And again, enjoy this moment. You got so much of opportunity in store for you right now. God is doing stuff for your life right now. So remember, thank you to all my special guests, Kiara, Ja'Kalen, A-Train, Pamela, Lou Hing. I love you all. Thank you for tuning in. Live healthy, live whole. Live mind, body, and soul. Live in your destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina, God bless.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.